Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, offering a pleasant start to the day. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, while Haifa enjoys mild temperatures. A perfect day for outdoor activities across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, new U.S.-Iran-Lebanon oversight body excludes Israel, giving Tehran say over IDF actions, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, a UN panel accused Israel of deliberately targeting Palestinian children, alleging war crimes, according to a Ynet report from earlier today. Also this hour, in New York, progressives achieved a crushing victory in the primaries, with Brad Lander defeating Dan Goldman, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported. Separately, dozens of terrorists are besieged in southern Lebanon, with security officials fearing kidnappings, Walla reported this morning. And finally, Israeli envoy warns Lebanon talks risk becoming a train wreck amid U.S.-Iran diplomacy, JNS reported. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, an activist, posting just minutes ago, described the Democratic primary winner in New York as someone who stood in a mosque reciting the Quran, warning of dark times ahead. Hillel Fuld, a tech entrepreneur, wrote just now about an early meeting with a CEO to kick off a busy day. John Spencer, a military analyst, criticized a UN report on X minutes ago, highlighting its reliance on weak evidence and failure to address Hamas's use of child soldiers. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the new oversight body formed by the US and Iran, as per the Jerusalem Post. This deconfliction mechanism aims to oversee activities in Lebanon, but notably excludes Israel, potentially allowing Tehran influence over Israeli military actions. The move is raising concerns about increased tensions in the region. Turning to the UN panel's accusations against Israel, Ynet reports that the commission alleges Israel committed serious crimes against Palestinian children. Israel has dismissed the report as biased, arguing it overlooks Hamas's actions. This development adds another layer of complexity to the international narrative surrounding the conflict. Meanwhile, in New York, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that the progressive victory in the primaries signifies a shift in political dynamics. Brad Lander's win over Dan Goldman reflects the growing influence of the radical left in the city. This could impact future U.S.-Israel relations, given the city's significant political weight. In southern Lebanon, Walla reports that IDF forces have besieged a group of Hezbollah operatives. The underground system in the village of Tibanit remains a critical point of concern. Israeli security officials fear potential kidnappings, which could escalate regional tensions. Finally, JNS highlights the warnings from Israeli envoy Yekiel Leiter regarding U.S.-Iran diplomacy. Leiter fears the new framework could embolden Hezbollah while sidelining Israel's concerns. This could derail diplomatic efforts and destabilize the region further. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Israel Hayom Business, the AI revolution is poised to increase salaries in high-tech by 15%, based on Amman Group's analysis of open positions across numerous companies. Separately, Ynet Business shares stories of Olim entrepreneurs who have turned their dreams into successful businesses in Tel Aviv, ranging from fashion to art, inspired by their Aliyah journey. And finally, CTech reports that an Israeli startup, through an accidental discovery, has found a cleaner and cheaper method to produce a key ingredient in the $27 billion TiO2 market, challenging established industry giants. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.